The following is a production of Emporia's radio stations. Live from Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill at 2640 West 18th Street in Emporia, this is Hornet Talk, your weekly look inside Emporia State University athletics. Hornet Talk is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Shelter Insurance Agents Kelly Medrano and Dave Watts, The Sports Connection, and by Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill. Here's the voice of the Emporia State Hornets, Blake Cripps.
Emporia State running back Billy Ross Jr. ran for a career-high 157 yards with one touchdown, while Jalen Varner caught three touchdown passes for the second consecutive week, and the number 11 Hornets moved to 4-0 on the year with a 38-27 victory over Central Oklahoma on Family Day at Welch Stadium on Saturday. Now the Hornets return to the road for a tough two-game road trip starting this week with a trek to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western. The Griffins moved to 3-1 on the year by forcing five turnovers in a 28-7 victory over Fort Hays State. Welcome into Week 5 of Hornet Talk. Live from Bruff Sports Bar and Grill at 2640 West 18th Avenue in Emporia, Blake Cripps joined here by the head coach, Garen Higgins. And coach, I don't think that this milestone really compares. It's just kind of an interesting note, the third straight week with a milestone for you. That was the first time you had beaten Coach Doral on the other side. I know you have so much respect for him, but the Bronco head coach, he suffered defeat against the Hornets for the first time. So you're just kind of knocking down milestones as you go this year, coach.
Yeah, of course, the year before it was a tough loss, but it was, I guess if you want to say that's a milestone, I'll take it. I just want to continue to keep getting milestones. That means we're winning.
Well, you certainly are, and a chance to go 5-0 this week. Just a reminder here, lunch special at Bruff's today, the chicken bacon avocado sandwich and one side for $12.99 right here at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. You've talked a lot about wanting to clean up and kind of improve the special teams, and boy, kickoff return has been real special for you the last couple of weeks here, coach. As you had last week, Zion and Kingsley, two kick returns, 90 total yards. We're going to be talking to your special teams coordinator, Coach Harris, here in a little bit, and Ross Brungardt, the punter, so it's kind of a special teams episode of the show. But what's that unit particular gotten done here these or figured out these last couple of weeks? Because, well, they've really shortened the field for your offense.
Yeah, they've done a great job, and field position is so important and deciding factor of the game. And, of course, we call it hidden yardage. And our kickoff return, I said it yesterday to the team, it is beginning to become a weapon for us. It even worked out the other day when we didn't necessarily field it the way we needed to. We fielded it late, and we still got yardage off of it. So, and I think that our punt coverage unit is doing a great job. I think that Ross is doing a great job of punting the ball. I mean, he flips the field numerous times, not only last week or last Saturday, but even in previous games. I think we've got our field goal PAT short up.
Sure.
Where that is better. So I think those guys are playing at a high level right now, and I think there's guys on those units that take a lot of pride in it. If you look at Jack Pets, now I wish we'd be a little bit better on kickoff coverage. We had a few breakdowns on that the other day. But Jack Pets, again, a six-year player for us. He plays running back, doesn't play running back much at all, but is an outstanding difference-maker type football player for us on special teams.
Well, you mentioned the kick return, and there were some that got away from you guys, but you guys also had quite a few returns that you really limited them.
And no question.
Boy, I don't know if there's a backup running back in the country that tackles better than Jack Pets does.
I'm telling you, and that's great to see, and that's what our program's about. And we talk all the time that whatever your role is, be a superstar in that role. Jack accepts that. It's not like he's over there pouting because he's not carrying the football. All running backs like to carry the ball. To Jack, it doesn't matter. He just wants to help this football team, this football program win. And he's doing that by the way he's playing on special teams.
Well, and we actually had him on for our interview. You make three special teams tackles, you probably should get on. And he said, at the end, he said, yeah, I just kind of love to hit people.
He does like to do that. I mean, if anything is moving, he's going to go after it.
Well, another thing too, Coach, you know, people said, well, you know, Eddie Lomchek, the voice of Pitt State, told me they come in like, oh, yeah, you're going to be talking about this 21st century football is what he calls it, with, you know, throwing all these passes and doing all that. Well, I don't know. Maybe you guys are a running team now with Billy Ross Jr., second 100-yard rushing game. And I think he's like, Don would know, probably like 3 yards shy of having three straight 100-yard rushing games. I guess you're a running team now too, aren't you?
Didn't he fall forward for 3 yards in that one game, Don? No, he, again, we want to be able to run the football. I mean, I know,
well, you are.
People think that we just chuck it around. That's, you know, we want to spread teams out. We want to find running lanes in the middle of the field. And I thought our guys up front, and I said this after the game, they did an outstanding job of controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, I think they had a lot to prove. And you know, we got a lot of – I mean, we're starting three brand-new starters up front on the offensive line, and that says a lot. I think Coach Cash has done a great job with those guys, and there's still a lot of room for improvement. The sky's the limit for them. But I think they had a lot to prove in the fact that, you know, last year when we had played UCO, we went for it 5 times on fourth down, and we were 0-for-5 that day. So our guys were so ready to play up front, and it showed throughout the course of that game. And for us to have a running back that rushed for 158 yards, and I think he averaged somewhere close to almost 9 yards a carry.
Yeah, his average on the season has been phenomenal for you guys, and he's averaging 92 yards a game. He's averaging 5.5 a carry. I mean, take that to the bank all day.
No question. Well, in the game, he averaged 9.8.
Yeah.
So we'll take that to the bank all day long.
Yeah, I would say so. Not only that, but, you know, for the second straight game, I don't know what woke up. I mean, not like he wasn't doing anything. He was second on your team, you know, through the first couple of games by like one reception and 4 yards. But, boy, the Jalen Varner show these last few weeks with two back-to-back hat tricks, he's certainly on track. How much more difficult does that make you guys to stop when he's making the plays that he's making right now?
Well, I think that it makes it difficult because he plays on the outside. And, of course, Tyler Common plays on the inside, along with which he had another big catch, and he's come up with some big catches all year long. I think he only has 11 on the year, but, man, they are some big-time catches. And he scored a touchdown the other day is Tommy Zimmerman.
Yeah.
You know, he broke loose there in the middle. We kind of joked with him. He about got caught. He had that plow there. He was about the last 5 yards, but he was able to get it in. And that's good to see. I think, again, when you spread teams out like we do and you're trying to find soft spots and you want the defense to have to defend the whole field. And that is a true statement for us because we will spread you out. And depending on how you play the box, we can run the football. If you begin to put defenders in the box, then we'll throw the football. And, of course, you know, Jalen softens some things up out there on the outside. And then Zion Jones, I can't say enough about our receivers either. I think they're beginning to play at a high level. You know, I was been a little bit worried about the receivers at the beginning of the year, just with depth. But now since we've also moved Kingsley Bennett to slot, we weren't able to get him going the other day. We tried some different things, but I think that he's going to even help us even more once he begins to get a little bit more comfortable playing that inside receiver position.
Well, you've mentioned some of the depth here, and we'll remind you we're here at Brough Sports Bar and Grill. Blake Cripps along with Coach Higgins getting set for Missouri Western. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff from St. Joseph, so we'll be on the air with our RV Doc pregame show at 3 o'clock on Saturday on Mix 104.9. And, of course, you can listen online, kvoe.com/listen. Here at Brough Sports Bar and Grill every Monday during the season, $5 margaritas all day every Monday here at Brough Sports Bar and Grill. And remember, 21 means 21. You talk about the depth, and I know not all of these guys are necessarily wide receivers, but you look down the stat sheet, you've got 5 guys that have caught at least 10 passes and have at least 100 receiving yards this year. I mean, there was one of those games you guys had a dozen different receivers that Braden Gleason threw to. So, you know, right now, you guys really are developing a lot of depth in the receiving game. how nice is it for you to see that it's coming from so many different positions? Billy Ross Jr. is only two catches away from having over 10. Kingsley Bennett, kind of a wide receiver Tyreek Hill combo. Maybe you have to come up with another position name for him like you did with Stinger back, but he's got seven catches on the year too.
Yeah, that's and again, that's how if we're having success offensively, then statistically that's how it should be. And I say this, I mean, the way our offense operates, that everybody has an opportunity to catch the ball, equal opportunity employer, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody does. And if we are executing, then it will show in the statistics. Yeah, it weighs, of course, Tyler and Jalen are our two leading receivers, 25 and 24 catches. Then you have Trendon Collins, who's a true freshman, has 18 catches, and he's beginning to get a lot more confidence. Coach Harris said the other day that he doesn't look at him as a true freshman anymore.
Sure.
He's really beginning to understand the offense. And then you look at Zion Jones, and he had big shoes to fill this year, stepping in for Corey Thomas, who was a great player for us last year, made a lot of big plays. Now Zion is in the game, and he's starting to get confidence. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the success he's having on kickoff return. Whatever you're doing, you get confidence in a game. If you're playing a specialist position or another position, you're going to gain confidence that's going to make you a better player.
We didn't necessarily see the kind of offense out of Central Oklahoma that we thought that we would see, at least in the booth. You guys, obviously are dialed in better than we are, but didn't see who we thought was going to be QB1, didn't take a snap. We were really impressed by Wolfolk in the running game. We went 21 for 137. Backup quarterback came in, 363 yards passing. They ran a lot of up-tempo. It was not the game plan that we thought you'd face. What were your thoughts on the defense and how they attacked you?
Well, you're right. I mean, I look at that, and we didn't play our best game defensively.
Sure.
And we knew going into the game that it was going to be a physical football game, and it was on both sides of the ball. We didn't tackle as well as we needed to. I thought the third quarter we played outstanding, and that was our best quarter defensively. We gave up a couple third and longs. We just needed to get off the field at times. And then if we did get off the field, then when we got the ball offensively, we would score maybe in one or two plays. So they had to go back out on the field with the temperature the way it was. Again, there's two sides of that. We had a lot of explosive plays. I think we had four explosive plays, and I think two of those led to three of those led to touchdowns. I'm just looking at it right here.
Yeah, Billy had one late, and you had the 57-yarder to Zimmerman.
Yep, that's right. And then, of course, Jalen's big 78 yards. So they had to go back out on the field. So, again, it wasn't our best game, but we played well enough to when we needed to. We let him out of the hole a couple times. But, we know we got to get better. We didn't know that quarterback was going to play.
Sure.
All right. So the other kid was banged up a little bit. I actually think they can be a little bit more not so one-dimensional with the other kid at quarterback. I think my own personal opinion, I think it makes them a better team.
Sure.
Because they can throw the football better. And that running back, I mean, he's big, physical. I mean, they had some good-looking players on their team,
yeah,
and they always have. I mean, their two DNs were both Power 5 transfers. One was at University of Oklahoma. The other one was at Iowa State. Our guys played really well when they needed to. We definitely got to play better this week.
Coming up here on the show, once again, we'll have the punter on the team, a two-time first-team All-MIAA punter, Ross Brungard's coming up. But up next, we'll talk wide receivers and special teams with the wide receivers coach and special teams coordinator for Hornet football, Tyler Harris, a former Hornet himself. That's coming up next here as we get you set for the Hornets and Missouri Western on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Live from Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, this is Hornet Talk. You're listening to Emporia State Football.